Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so we appear to have won a Laughter Award. How the hell did that happen? Thing is, we didn't ask you to vote much, did we?
Did you know Scott has been nominated for an award? It's a loaded Laughter Award. So, if you've laughed at anything on the show recently, please vote for Scott. Go online to loaded.co.uk/laughters. Come on, people, give an orange guy a chance.
So, thanks for voting.
The pleading works, then,
doesn't
it? It does.
It helps when Chris Moyles goes on holiday.
Yeah. The two things together, Bob's your uncle, win an award.
Alan Carr was there yesterday. He is hilarious. Mm. And Justin Lee Collins. And Eamon Holmes. Laura had a little run-in with him.
What did he win? Funniest Sky News presenter?
He didn't win anything.
Narrowly beating Kay Burley.
He just turned up for food.
Did he? He just turned up for food, did he? That's unlike Eamon.
He said to Laura, "It's a nice top you're wearing there, Laura."
Right, so
he was wearing quite a revealing top.
That's very nice of him.
And then what did you say?
I said, actually, Eamon, I feel a bit embarrassed. I feel like I'm a bit dressed down because I've got my jeans on.
Everyone else is wearing lady dresses.
Right.
And he said, "I don't think anyone's going to be looking at the bottom half." Eamon, you big perv.
Yeah, Jamie.
Morning, Emma.
Morning.
Where are you right now?
Tesco's.
You're in Tesco?
Yes.
Which one?
Braintree.
Who are you with?
Emma, my friend from work.
Two Emmas.
Night shift.
Okay, what do you do for a living?
We're prison officers.
Oh, wow. Is your job like prison cell block H? Please tell me it is.
Yes. No.
Brilliant.
You are such a huge fan of cell block H.
I love it. Yeah. Wow. Oh. So you're a screw, right?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Okay, and do you do this at work a lot?
Yeah, we were doing it on the radio last night with the different wings. We were doing it.
What, like on the walkie-talkie thing?
Yeah, we're like, Matt Damon.
Do you think David Walliams likes prisoner cell block H?
Of course he does. Yeah. Hello. Right. Are you ready?
Yes, we are.
How busy is Tesco right now?
It is so busy. Honestly, it's just been getting busier and busier.
Okay, so this is
we're
Tesco in Braintree, all right?
Yeah.
We're going to do it a few times, right?
A few times?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I want you to tell me what people are doing, all right?
Okay.
Okay. After three. One. Two, three.
Matt Damon! Sorry. Oh no, everyone's looking.
Yeah, of course they are. You just
laughed.
You shout Matt Damon loud in Tesco Braintree. They're going to look.
My friend's run away.
She's run away. A chicken. Yeah. Rubbish. Right, you've got to do it again, okay? Walk to a different aisle.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Don't laugh this time, right? With conviction,
I won't.
Okay?
Okay.
One, two, three.
Matt Damon!
Hello?
Hello?
What happened?
Oh my god, everyone's walking away.
Move away from the crazy lady.
I've gone so red.
Alright, can we do one more because it's Friday?
Oh my goodness.
Okay, walk to another aisle. One more time.
Ready?
One, two, three.
Matt Damon!
Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1.
Matt Damon. Good morning.
Good morning. Who's this, please?
This is Laurie.
Hi, Laurie. What's going on?
Well, I'm just in a playground at the moment, and my son, Matthew, or Matt, as he's better known, is dying to do the Matt Damon.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
So where is he right now, in the playground?
We're in a playground. He's currently surrounded by girls.
Yeah.
Which is great. And we're in the middle of the playground, and it's getting busier and busier.
Okay, and what's his full name?
It's Matt Dalton.
Matt Dalton. Okay, right. Pass the phone over, then.
Okay, hang on a sec. Yeah, Matt.
Hello.
Hi, Matt. You right?
Yeah.
Right, I understand you're dying to play the Matt Damon game.
Yeah.
Right, the girl earlier was good, so you've got to be loud, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Who can you see around you right now?
Loads of people.
A lot of people. Yeah. Okay. Right, after three then. One, two, three. That was amazing. Good one, Matt.
I can't speak. Radio 1. Radio 1
podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. Okay, it's time to speak to an actual Spice Girl, but who will it be? Nobody knows. They're on the line now. I think it's going to be Mel C. Chopper.
I think it's going to be Emma.
One that doesn't speak? Jerry.
I'm hoping it's Jerry, just because you'd forgotten she was in the band.
How embarrassing. No, but because actually...
Oh, here we go.
If you remember, she did leave.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, but now she's back.
In all the... Yeah.
I didn't know that.
In all the photos and all of that for the past 6 months and...
I didn't know
tour that. Announcement. She's been there.
How embarrassing. Mel B, right. Okay. So let's find out which Spice Girl it's going to be. Speak!
Matt Damon!
Can we have the Matt Damon again?
Oh, that's so embarrassing. I'll say it like, Matt Damon. Who do you think that is?
It's Mel C, blatantly.
It was the bit in the
middle.
Yeah, but the blatant scouse bit in the middle where you said, I'm going to do it like this.
Oh, never mind.
Kind of gave it away a little bit.
Hey, congratulations, Scott. I heard about your award.
Oh, I don't like to talk about it, but thanks.
It's fabulous. Well done, you.
Apparently, we're the funniest radio show.
Well, you make me laugh.
Yeah. How are you then? You all right?
I'm really good, actually. It's a bit early for me.
I know. You in bed?
No, I've just got up. I thought I'd get out of bed. So I'd feel like I was really working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you've got something very exciting to tell us, haven't you?
I have. Do you know what? I've got this written down because I can't remember.
Can I just check? You have got clothes on, haven't you?
I do have clothes on.
Thank God for that.
Is it like those what are you wearing?
Why, what are you saying?
What are you wearing?
Who am I wearing? Okay, right. Let me tell you the very, very important news. If I can find the dates on my little bits of paper.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you all know that Spice Girls are going back on tour.
Yeah,
we're celebrating our greatest hits. And we have had such a great response. Loads of UK gigs have sold out. But we are announcing another two dates. Yeah, at the O2 Centre. Which I can't remember what they are. I think it's the 15th and the 16th of January. But it's great because if you don't have a credit card or you can't get online or have access to a computer, you can go to the
O2 Centre.
They're free! Unfortunately not. But you can go to the O2 Centre and you can buy them there direct. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. So you got... You're right.
Yeah.
So, two new dates on the 15th and 16th at the O2 Arena in that London.
Yeah, in that London place.
Wow.
It's brilliant. I went to see Prince a couple of weeks ago. Have you been to the venue?
Yeah, I went to see Prince as well. It's amazing.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's the best venue in the world.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's brilliant.
Right. So, I mean, Laura's been desperately trying to get tickets online for ages, but they sell out in like 38 seconds. You didn't get any, did you, Laura?
No.
Hey,
tell you what, they've got some quick people on those phones, haven't they?
Haven't they, though?
38 seconds.
God.
Cool, blimey.
Now, okay, so that's a big announcement,
yeah,
right?
I've got another one, too.
Okay, where am I going?
There's going to be a new single.
What?
There's going to be a new Spice Girl single.
No way.
There is. I never thought I'd see the day, but it's here.
God, I didn't think you were going to do any new stuff.
Yeah, well, we got in the studio and we had a little play around. We've got two new tracks for the Greatest Hits album. And we're going to release one as a single and it's called Headlines.
Right.
Yeah, and it's going to be released on the 19th of November.
Headlines.
Yeah. Not headlights. Headline.
Here's a...
In brackets, it's called Friendship Never Ends. Just for old time's sake, you know.
Oh, there's a bit in brackets as well?
Yeah.
Oh.
So you love it when they do that?
I love that, yeah. Head lice, brackets, call the knit nurse. Close brackets. Wow, that's so cool. So it's Headlines, Friendship Never Ends.
Yeah.
That's just Wannabe again, isn't it?
No, it's not at all. It's really beautiful. I think that, you know, anybody who loved all the old Spice Girl stuff is going to love this too.
Is it slow or fast?
I don't know how much I'm allowed to give away.
Is it like, Viva Forever?
You know what? I think I've given away too much already. I'm going to keep it as a surprise.
Who sings the first line?
Should I say? Who would you like to sing the first line?
You.
Yeah, just because I'm on the phone.
Yeah.
You. Go on.
No, it's not me, but I'm not going to tell you who it is.
Emma.
I'm not saying.
Victoria.
I'm not saying.
Jerry.
I'm not saying.
Can you sing us a bit?
No. Okay. I'll get in trouble.
I'll do it then. Headlights.
See the
knitness. Right, okay, so it's Headlines, Friendship Never Ends.
Yeah.
And that's going to be out in November.
The 19th of November, the new Spice Girls single, 2007.
You heard it exclusively, world exclusively, on Radio 1. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
We were having bets about what the announcement was going to be.
Yeah.
And our favourite one was that this whole getting back together thing is a scam, and now you've got your cash, you'll all be off.
And we sold all those tickets, like, see ya, holiday.
Bye. Okay, so...
No, I know we did toy with the idea of making something up, like we'd actually decided to split up again, but no, we thought that'd be a bit mean.
And Jerry is in the band, isn't she?
She is at the moment, yeah.
Right.
So we have to watch that one.
Oh!
Laura, we keep her passport now. She can't get away.
Laura couldn't cope with another Jerry leaving scenario. Right, so new Spice Girls single, November 19th. It's going to be for Children in Need as well, right?
Yeah, that's right. We thought it'd be nice to, you know, to do something for such a great charity.
Okay, and new dates in London on the 15th and 16th of January.
Yes.
You've made a lot of people very happy this morning,
oh,
Melanie Chisholm.
Good. Well, hopefully I can make you even happier next week, Scott.
Really?
Yeah, I want to come and see you.
Are you?
Yeah, I want to come and talk to you about something totally different, because I've got a double life.
Are you a spy?
Not quite.
See, I'm not quite, but
I do have two jobs at the moment.
Really? What's the other one?
But don't tell the tax man.
You're not working in Morrison's as well, are you?
I'm still Melanie C on the side.
Right, oh yeah, I know. Yeah.
So I thought I'd come and tell you about my new song too.
Okay, now you've kind of spoiled that because I'm not supposed to know who the guests are. And I now know that Laura has blatantly booked you for next week.
I have.
Sorry.
Right, that's all right. We'll see you next week then.
Nobody warned me.
No, it's fine. It's all fine. I won't have to wear a blindfold. It's good.
You won't get felt up, no. So you'll be all right. I think you did it on purpose.
You got off lightly there, Mel. It's all fine. Right, listen. Thanks for speaking to us.
Thank you very much.
Love you.
Look forward to seeing you. Love you too.
Matt Damon. Right, I've set the team a challenge of booking a guest a day for the next... Well, this week and next week while Moyles is away. So, Laura, please wheel in today's guests, who are mystery.
Yeah?
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, God, it's them again.
Again?
Anti-climax.
Hi there.
The ladies' The ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers, and the ladies' bras, the ladies' boobies, and the ladies' bums.
Thank you, Danny. It's McFly.
Woo!
Yeah, hi.
How you doing?
God, I see you more than my family. You all right?
Yes, very well.
I got that wrong, didn't I?
What?
Was that right?
Yeah.
That
was pretty much,
something
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. It's not that hard, is it, really?
Get bras, knickers and boobs in there. It doesn't matter what order.
Yeah. Right, now, no pressure, right? But you're going to have to be better than yesterday's guest, which was a man with a Hoover. Oh. And he does this amazing trick where he gets like Henry the Hoover, you know, with like a smiley face on,
yeah.
And pulls it along with no hands. If you know what I'm saying.
That's amazing.
Would you like to hear it? It's particularly good.
No, I don't want to touch it. I don't want to touch it.
The vet Fielding in the background.
You do. Right,
come on then.
There we are.
Right, suction's very good there. Suction's.
Oh my goodness.
I'm about to put it along.
Oh my word!
So that was yesterday's guest. Top quality entertainment, I think you'll find.
Have you got a Hoover?
Yeah, and which one of you is going to do it?
Paper, scissors, stone.
Well, there is actually a Henry Hoover outside, but I didn't
let's
think...
Let's do it!
No,
don't do that.
Yeah, I'm up for it.
I couldn't look Henry Hoover in the eye this morning.
Harry and Danny are like, yeah, let's do it. I think it's career ending.
Does
maybe.
He not need a clean? Quickly.
His wasn't particularly clean.
He has his own
Hoover.
Personal one.
Just get a flash wipe or something.
Now, if Yvette Fielding was our other guest yesterday, and obviously you've been on that ghost hunting show, haven't you?
Yeah.
Which I also have done. How did you find it?
I hated it.
I was really scared.
It was horrible.
Right, we'll talk about more about that in a minute. Here's what she said about you yesterday.
23rd of October, 9 o'clock on Tuesday, ITV2, McFly. And we can sit, because I know you love those guys. They're so lovely. And they end up crying.
That's because
of you.
Well,
nearly crying. That's because of you. I know. They actually call me a witch.
Do they?
I don't know why.
She is a bit
did
of a
you hear her cackle then?
Yeah.
She's like, full of lies.
Like
that's
a witch.
We did not.
We did not cry. Right? No, we. I think we might have nearly done. No,
I was close to it, but I didn't.
When Dougie says he hated it, we really actually enjoyed it. It just meant that.
I didn't enjoy it one bit.
Put it this way, Dougie ran into a wall. He was that scared and burst his lip open.
Really?
Yeah, it was horrible.
It was. You guys apparently, when you were telling me you weren't that scared, but you're pretty hard.
Yeah, man.
We were.
That's us.
Did you stay in a hut in the forest for 25 minutes on your own?
But that wasn't when he did ghost hunting. That was a whole different story.
I was in a tent on my own, literally in the middle of the forest. It was raining, and I was on my own. I had a camera. It was like Blair Witch.
Yeah.
I was just talking to the camera. I'm going to look.
I'm an absolute idiot. I'm rocking backwards and forwards. Me, like, what am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing?
She locked me in a dungeon for half an hour.
That's right, a dungeon as well.
But the only thing that was there were like bats, which were really freaking me out. Because bats aren't nice,
horrible.
Are they?
No.
However,
good fun.
Have you seen the show yet?
No, it's going to be really funny.
Right, so I haven't seen our one, because I went with Comedy Dave and Rachel and Aled. And I'm dreading watching it, because would you like to hear me in the dungeon?
Love to.
Sounding like Alan Partridge.
Hello. If there's anybody here... Please make a noise, make a sound.
That's the bats, man.
Exactly like Alan Partridge. That is amazing.
We didn't even have the guts to ask Al. I don't want to hear anything.
You know, I thought it would feel like a complete weirdo. Is there anybody there?
It is weird. It's all very strange. Thankfully, Laura's given us some stuff to talk about today, because, to be honest, we've met so many times, there's nothing much really more to say, is there?
No.
So thanks for that, Laura. Thanks for getting some stuff together today. How many times have you been on this show now?
We basically present it, really.
You might as well.
Yeah.
In fact, you can have this award if you want. Hang on, that's
nicely
yours.
Nicely turned around by to you there.
I feel that it's kind of partly yours, really. Right, we're going to play The Heart Never Lies by McFly. And then we're going to... Oh, actually, we need to tell you about Spice Girls as well, right? We had them on earlier, Mel C was on. They're going to do some new dates and a new single. And the new single is called Headlines, but we thought she said Head Lice, which would be good.
And it's a problem in this day and age.
It is.
Yeah.
It needs to be addressed.
Yes.
There's not enough song about head lice and the problems that it causes.
Yeah.
So we thought they might be doing it for some kind of head lice charity. There is a gap in the market, isn't there?
So, which we've spotted.
And Danny, you have got your guitar there. I'm thinking you could get, because it's not out until November, you could get in there before the Spice Girls and do a song about headlights.
Radio 1. Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Here are McFly with their new song about headlights.
Just written it, yeah? Headlights, they're not very nice. Every kid in primary school has got them. If you're really unlucky, you'll get them on your bottom. Just ask Katie Price, she's had it twice. Come on, everybody. Lie, 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 lie. Head lice, head lice. Lie, 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 lie. Head lice.
Amazing. There we are. Part of the Make Head Lice History campaign. That was McFly on Radio 1.
Will you perform at Lice Aid for us?
Lice Aid.
Rubbish.
We've got them all.
You've got all the jokes, Chopper. Right, it's 5 to 9. Today, Laura's feeling absolute pants because we went to the Loaded Laughter Awards, and surprisingly for Laura, she drank some wine. And I know before...
And she shrunk.
Sorry,
really that tall.
Dougie was trying to make you sick before, so now it's our new game on Radio 1. Try and make Laura chunder. So, okay, do whatever you can, because she is about...
Pukey, pukey, pukey,
pukey. Maybe some food stuff.
Egg. Dog egg. Dog egg.
A dry fried egg.
She's on the edge.
Last night's curry's always
good. Yeah.
Oh. Does that make you...
No!
That's an actual bottom revealed on Radio 1 there. Still nothing, no?
No.
Mate.
I'm getting waves. Armpit.
Get away. Oh, no. Oh, she's going.
Don't, because I will.
Go on.
Go on.
Go on.
Go on. Go on.
What are you going to do with your armpit?
Oh, no.
Right, go and have a seat, Laura. Oh, seriously, have you been sick in your own mouth?
No.
That's real nice. Oh. She's a lady.
She is horrible, isn't she?
Seriously. Now that we have the funniest radio show in the UK, because Chris Moores was on holiday, have you got any jokes that you could actually say on the radio? Because we do this thing just after 9:30, we would try and make Joe Wiley laugh, which is quite hard. But they have to be, like, clean jokes, or... something just that would make her laugh that I can play to her just after 9:30 because it's quite hard.
Oh, you did this last time you're on Radio 1.
Did I?
Yeah. Try it again.
Oh, it's not. Go on.
You've got other ones, Danny.
Go on, Danny.
You've got loads of jokes.
I don't. I can't remember any.
Okay, try it again. Try it again.
Go on, just once more.
What do you call a Mexican who can't find his car?
Don't know.
Carlos.
Ring any bells?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've heard that before.
What do Mexicans have under the carpet? Underlay, underlay!
Can you only do Mexican jokes?
He's got a whole repertoire of Mexican jokes. Oh, well, I'll try them on Joe later.
Yeah.
What are you up to at the moment generally then, apart from being here now?
We're on tour at the minute.
Right.
It's going really well.
Yeah. You're always on tour.
I know, we're
you work hard, don't you? Work hard. Now, would you be able to, because we'll get into all our guests that come in this week and next week, we would like a proper version of Ladies Bras, if that's alright, to make it into some kind of montage.
Right.
I'm sorry to keep hassling you.
What,
with
you want me to play it again?
If you could, yeah.
Could you play it quickly first and I'll do it
Well, try and... Hang on, we'll find it.
Oh, now you've asked him.
You've caused a problem.
Oh,
now.
Oh, dear.
Look at this now. The one that doesn't speak furiously trying to look up the word bras. On his computer.
He has people to find things for him.
You kind of got it already.
Yeah.
But you just... I know you're a perfectionist.
If you want it proper.
You want to get it right, yeah. After the success of their new Headlice single, here are McFly with the Ladies Bras on Radio 1.
Okay. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras, the ladies' boobs, the ladies' bums, the ladies' bras and the bums and the knickers and the bums and bras, ladies' bras, ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras, ladies' bras, ladies' bras, ladies' knickers. Well, no, stop. And the ladies' bras. Ladies' bras.
Yeah, stop.
Ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras.
Yeah! Yay. That's longer than the original, I think.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, thank you for being good guests today. We need to rate the guests now. I think one that doesn't speak booked you today. So, Chappers, how do you think it went?
But there's £1,000 resting on this, you see.
Better than the dwarf with the Hoover.
Very
that's
good.
That's hard to beat.
Get the Hoover out.
Very good,
get
but I
out.
Booked the dwarf with the Hoover, so I'm...
They're quite prepared to get the
Come
Hoover
on.
Out.
We're competitive. Get it out.
Go on, get the Hoover.
Dougie. Trousers off.
You've not done out today. Go on.
Trousers off, mate.
I put them just below.
Well, yeah, but you, yeah,
the demon
right.
Yeah,
they haven't done the Hoover to Wembley.
They haven't done the Hoover trick yet. Seriously, this could be the best guess.
If they do the Hoover trick,
yeah, I'm a bit scared now.
Dougie, go on.
Not
mate.
Scared as Dougie. Right.
Get Henry out.
Where is he?
Laura has actually gone to fetch the Hoover now. Keep listening to Radio 1. We've got Armin van Helden coming soon. Hello.
No, she can't find it.
Okay, brilliant.
It's right. gonna be
it's gonna be good everything. Though, seriously.
Radio 1. Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
And now, in an attempt to be the best guest of this 2 weeks that we're doing this show, Dougie from McFly does the Hoover trick.
No!
Oh. I think it's come off.
Oh. Classic.
Do you need a doctor?
Let's have a look. Come on, I'm a doctor.
Oh, dude, that killed.
That was McFly, Friday's guest on Radio 1. Radio 1.
is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.